What is the concept of freedom? It's more like if I didn't. Well, there are certain things we don't like to talk about, and that is what I'm going to talk about. Do you actually believe that life is just like a roller coaster? And you're welcome to Conversations with Anita Babs. It is a behind-the-scenes episode of Conversations with Anita Babs. Stay tuned. Hi everyone, welcome to Conversations with Anita Babs, the behind-the-scenes analysis. Well, it took so long for me to actually do this recording because I feel like, okay, let's see what happens. I don't know if people are truly interested in knowing more about the behind-the-scenes analysis of the episode I had launched. And I promised to do the behind-the-scenes episode for the episode of adding the sweet flavor to our lives. But it took so long for me to actually do the recording. So what actually prompted me to start recording the behind-the-scenes analysis of the adding the sweet flavor to your life episode is that I realized that that episode is the shortest episode I had ever done and is actually the one with the most number of listeners. So I was shocked. Does it mean that my listeners like it when I record short episodes, or is it that the episode was just fortunate to be the one that a lot of people are listening to? So I don't really know, but that episode is actually the one with the highest number of listens. And I actually have to say a lot about the episode because, wow, first of all, that's the shortest episode I have done. And it's not really in the Conversations with Anita Babs style. So what actually led me to record this episode? And why was the episode short in the first place? That's what you're going to learn more about in this behind the scenes episode. Stay tuned. If you enjoy the podcast, Conversations with Anita Babs, don't forget to share with your friends, support the podcast, and subscribe on the streaming platforms like Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, iHeartRadio, and many more. Thank you. Yeah, so I got to record an episode adding the flavor to your life. Because it was actually not an episode in the first place. So this particular episode, adding the sweet flavor to your life, is meant to be one of the things I normally share with my friends. Because I run so many shows and most of them are not really podcasts because I just share them with my friends. And that was what that episode was meant for. It was actually recorded to be shared with my friends on WhatsApp. So my mom is kind of like my manager. She supervises or spearheads or manages my show Nights with Anita Babs, because most of the time I actually get those content, most things I say on the show from her, because she sends useful information to me and I just have to record myself and send it to my friends on WhatsApp just for them to have, you know, a blissful night. So that was what that episode was actually meant for. But it was way beyond the time limit because there is a time frame of the that I had for the show Nights with Anita Babs, and it was that my recordings must never go beyond 4 minutes. But this particular recording was 9 minutes long. So, okay, I was still making up my mind to share it with my friends on WhatsApp when my mom, my manager, listened to it and told me to not just share that kind of information to a limited number of people. She said a lot of people need to know about this, so share it on your podcast, publish it on your podcast. And that was how I was able to put that on my podcast, and it became an episode in Conversations with Anita Babs podcast. And I'm sure everyone realized that that was the shortest episode I've ever done, because after most of the parts was cut out, because it was 9 minutes long initially, I had to cut out the "Hello everyone, welcome to Nines with Anita Babs," and the part where I normally talk about the evening, if you're having a very good evening. So those parts had to be cut out, and that was why it kind of reduced the time frame of the episode, and it became just 8 minutes instead of the initial 9 minutes. And also, if you noticed, I didn't really give any introduction like "Hello everyone, welcome to Conversations with Anita Babs." It just started with "Hello everyone, I'm Anita Babs." And even "I'm Anita Babs," the editor had to cut a lot of things to get that word "I'm Anita Babs." And I feel like the episode didn't really sound so natural to me due to the editing, because so many things had to be cut out to make it fit for my podcast. Things like "Hello everyone, welcome to Nights with Anita Babs," "How's your evening going? The evening is good over here." All those things had to be cut out. And also, I didn't really introduce the podcast, like I said. I didn't really introduce like "Hello everyone, welcome to Conversations with Anita Babs" like I normally do, and that's because it wasn't meant to be an episode. And also, when at the ending, when I said thank you, the editor really did a very nice work there, though I still think it's a bit unnatural because it was so abrupt. The original word was "thank you for listening to Nights with Anita Babs. I hope you enjoy your evening." And that was what I really said. I said something like that. I can't really remember, so I'm trying to paraphrase. So I said something like that. And because that wasn't meant to be an episode, those things had to be cut out. And that was why the episode was just, instead of 9 minutes, it was 8 minutes long, and ended up becoming the shortest episode I had ever done. And most people really liked it because they felt like, okay, this is actually a good content. But if you liked the episode, because I'm sure a lot of people liked it because it was short, and I could actually weigh the number of people that liked it based on the analytics I saw on the number of people who listened to it, it is actually the episode with the highest number of listeners. And I'm so happy if you enjoyed the episode. So that was what it took for me to actually record that episode. And special thanks to the editor, who did a very good job cutting out all the things that alluded to Nights with Anita Babs. And because I talked about Nights with Anita Babs, I don't know if you want to be a part of my small community. If you want to be a part of my small community, you know where to get me, or on Instagram. Just contact me at Conversations with Anita Babs. You can follow me. I will always remember to follow you back. So follow me there and just tell me you want to be a part of the Nights with Anita Babs community, and I'm surely going to add you. You just have to give me your contact on WhatsApp, then I'll add you to the broadcast list. So if you really enjoyed the episode, I would say that you should share it with your friends. And do not forget to give the podcast a good review on Apple Podcasts, on Google Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. Do not forget to subscribe as well. Share with your friends. And do not forget to please support the podcast. Conversations with Anita Babs needs your support to grow. And thanks for always listening. Thanks for sharing with friends, because we are actually in 16 countries now. And in fact, I'm so excited. I'm blown away because it's a very good news. And 16 countries is not like an easy task. I don't think I would ever get to this stage without you. Thanks for your support, for always listening, for sharing with friends. To those of you that shared, if you haven't shared a podcast with anyone since you've been listening to it, please do not forget to share the links with your friends, because a lot of people have to benefit from this podcast. And if you love me or have any suggestions for the podcast, please do not forget to contact me on Instagram at Conversations with Anita Babs. Follow me and I won't hesitate to follow you back. So thanks for listening to the behind the scenes analysis. I felt like this behind the scenes analysis needs to be short because the episode is actually short, though it was fun for me to do that episode and it was fun to record the whole thing because I was very passionate about that particular topic, and I'm still going to be always passionate about conversations with Anita Babs and about hearing from you, my beautiful and wonderful listener. Thanks for listening to me. I'm Anita Babs and I'll always see you soon.